Virginia. William Hill, America's number one sportsbook, is now here. And we have a special 2021 offer to help you bet on all your favorite sports risk-free. Download the William Hill Sportsbook app, and when you sign up, you can get started with a risk-free bet of up to $2,021. Use promo code RADIORF.
Terms and conditions apply. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call, text, or chat our confidential and toll-free helpline at 1-888-532-3500.
Let's make it interesting with William Hill Sportsbook.
This is Liz Colburn, host of Invited. Thanks for checking out the following podcast on Public House Media.
Hey, you're listening to Let's Hustle with Lee and Chelsea.
We are two girls making our way in sales and entrepreneurship.
We set out to make this podcast after entering our late 20s and realizing we were hitting a wall and felt like our lives and careers were stagnant. After expressing this feeling to countless other women, we realized we weren't alone.
So each week we're bringing you real conversations with real people that are authentic, realistic, and relatable in hopes that you can grow into the best version of yourself. So strap in and let's hustle.
Hey everybody! I know you guys have been waiting for my staple welcome intro.
I have been.
So here it is. This is Chelsea, if you couldn't tell.
And this is Lee.
Yay!
Here I am.
So, we're going to talk about a few things today.
But first,
Lee, tell us.
I just want you all to know, but it has been an emotional past couple months for everybody.
Yeah.
But yes. This past weekend, it was my birthday.
Yay.
And I just want to share some good news with people today because I straight up have the greatest friends maybe like on the planet. Like I just have the most amazing group of women in my life, and
she really does.
Chelsea's like, I'm one of them. Yes, I know. But they threw me this beautiful birthday dinner, and it was just so wonderful and nice, and everything looked so gorgeous, and they made this huge like balloon photo like banner thing, and it was just so great. And the whole night was magical. We had a tarot card reading, like we laughed, we cried, like we just sat around and like enjoyed each other's company, and it was just such a wonderful, wonderful night. And it was just like, yep. I think all of us needed it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just such a great, like, just a nice distraction.
I felt so fancy.
Yeah, I did feel like a housewife.
Yes.
I was like, this is bougie.
It really was.
But now I know how they live, and now I'm like, God, why can't I be a millionaire and live in Beverly Hills?
Because
that's not how the cookie crumbled. We're just dealing with it, with what we have. So, anyways, yeah. That was my little good news for the day. It was just such a great experience. I'm very thankful for it. I just wanted to share that.
It was fun.
Yeah. What about you? Do you have any fun things that have been going on in your life? Or not so fun things? We can do whatever.
Well, that's a good question. Okay, well, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
I found slugs in my garden, and they killed my dianthus.
I'm sorry.
And you know,
I didn't know where you were going with that. I was like, oh God, what?
Yeah, no, I found some slugs in my garden, and they killed my flowers, and it's been very frustrating because nothing kills slugs. Like, nobody, like, insects don't eat slugs because they're so nasty. Birds don't eat slugs because they're so nasty. So they just, like, eat your plants. And
they just exist.
They just exist and leave their little slime trails everywhere.
Ew.
So I've been trying to get rid of my slugs.
Gosh. Wait, what? Then, okay. First off, I'm sorry. That sucks.
Thank you.
Second, on, like, the food chain, what does eat slugs? Anything?
I don't
Should they technically know. Be top of the food chain because nothing eats them?
Oh, my gosh. And you figured out life.
That just makes no... Because everything eats... Like, you know what I mean? Like...
Yeah, spiders don't eat slugs. Like, everyone is literally grossed out by slugs.
I wonder if this is like an anomaly in like the...
Here, let's Google it.
Insect field.
Yeah, so I put out this stuff and it doesn't kill slugs, but they eat it and they think they're full. So basically they starve because I've tricked them into thinking they're full.
Can I eat some? Sorry. I'm so sorry for saying that. That was really horrible. Gosh. I've never...
Newts and toads. Just kidding.
Oh, okay.
Newts and toads.
Well, maybe you should get a frog.
Actually, a toad. There was an adorable baby little frog on the side of my house the other day.
He was trying to help you. He was like, I heard that you had slugs in your garden, dog. Here I am.
Yeah.
I heard you had a problem.
They're evil and disgusting. Okay. And just gross all around. So... anyways, I just wanted to, like, a lighter side situation since we've been a little heavier, and sometimes it's easy to just, like, kind of take a step back, which is probably why we're in the situation that we're in, because it's so much easier just to, like, not, which I think really being transitions well into the topic of the day, which is emotional suppression.
Yay, here we are. We're going to talk about feelings.
And how to identify if you're emotionally suppressing the ish going on in your life, whether that be work, relationships,
personal relationships, societal relationships,
everything.
Yeah, because I think right now we really wanted to talk about this because Chelsea and I have noticed that I think we have been displaying signs of emotional suppression, and we knew it wasn't good. You're like, nope, I'm fine. and we know that a lot of people are going through things right now, not only, you know, reading everything on social media, but also separately, you know, people are now starting to go back to work and reacclimating to the world after, like, I mean, we're still in a pandemic, but, like, it's kind of scary going back out and realizing places are opening back up. There's a lot of fears in that. And try to ignore the fact that we might get a disease and die.
Like, I literally saw this thing that made me die laughing. It's like, I think she was from England or something. She's like, American people are treating the pandemic like I treat my abs. Like, I work for a little while and then I get frustrated and, like, nothing's happening. So I just pretend like they're not there.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, yeah, that's true. It's like, well, nothing's changing, so let's just pretend like it's not a thing and just, like, move on with our day.
Yeah, it's like a skincare routine. It's like, hey, but oh, I'm sorry, I used retinol for 2 days and I don't have zero wrinkles. Psh, move it on.
I'm really good with my retinol, actually.
You are. Your skin's been looking bomb, though. Anyway,
side note.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But, yeah, it's really easy, especially right now, to try to suppress everything because it's really hard feeling emotions when everyone else is going, like, feeling a lot of emotions.
Or just easy to not. It's just easy to be like, okay, that's uncomfortable. And literally, I did that today. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I don't want to combat that. I'm going to take a nap. And I don't ever take naps.
Can't be sad when you're asleep.
That's accurate. So I don't take naps. And that was, like, one of my first signs that I was like, oh, I should probably figure out what's going on. And then after doing some more research and talking with Lee and looking at, you know, some articles and things, it was like, oh, like, this is a coping mechanism because there's so much going on.
Yes.
So should we talk about maybe some of the traits of...
Absolutely. Absolutely. So first, obviously, you need to recognize if you are emotionally suppressing things because a lot of times it's so natural and normal to do it, you don't even realize that you are.
Yes.
You don't even realize that you're not allowing yourself
to feel. It's easy to mask it.
Absolutely. And so a couple of the first warning signs of emotional suppression that everyone, I think, can identify with.
Yes.
Overdoing anything.
Just like, it's numbing.
Just numbing yourself.
Numb yourself.
Totally. You're running
this
around.
This might look like.
It might look like maybe you're overeating.
Oh, check.
Check. Maybe you're over drinking too much at night, trying not to think about stuff. Maybe you're, you know, over, like, packing your schedule full of stuff.
Check.
Check. Maybe it's even over-exercising. Like, you're going to the gym every single day, twice a day, trying to, like, overdo things.
I really wish that was it.
Yeah.
Mine is more, like, binge-watching.
Yes, binge-watching Netflix, turning on TV.
Oh, social media.
Oh, yes.
But here's my suppression is I'll get on Facebook, and I'll see a bunch of political, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. And, like, I personally feel like I've grown very much. Mm-hmm. And instead of, like, reading these things, I go and I'm like, okay, why are they talking about this? And I go and read both sides of things. Mm-hmm. And then it just becomes, like, a rabbit hole and everything. And it's really exhausting and really emotional. And yeah. So I'm like, okay, there's something I don't want to, I just don't have the capacity for this today.
Yeah.
And so then I go to Instagram and then I see another thing. I'm like, I don't have a capacity for that. And then I go to TikTok.
You're like, sometimes I don't have the capacity for this either.
And they teach me how to turn my ugly lights into farmhouse lights, and I don't even like farmhouse lights, but I'm here for it.
Right, and the whole time you're sad and not talking about it.
Yeah, exactly.
So those are all numbing techniques of mm-hmm. just like, you don't want to think about it, let's overdo something else. I think another thing too that we were also, this gets into distracting yourself mm-hmm. by a lot of different distractions. Like, you just went through a really bad breakup, and instead of being sad, you immediately download Tinder and try to go on like 10 dates. Yep. Not to think about it. You just lost your job, so you're going to immediately start another career the next day, which is what I did, and it was a terrible idea. Please don't do it. like, just like constantly trying to, like, distract yourself and move on. Ooh, moving on. Yes. That's actually that's a good example. Mm-hmm. Distracting yourself and trying to move on too quickly.
Yeah. It's, like, okay to feel.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about how to do the feeling thing. Mm-hmm. Because.
For sure. But you have to recognize that you have to recognize it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
The other one is, like, you're so strong. Just be strong. You'll get through it. You're gonna get through it.
That's a really good one.
You don't have to be strong. There's enough strong people. Be feminine, be kind, be loving, be caring, be you, be mm-hmm. soft, be tender, be emotionally receptive. Mm-hmm. You don't always have to be strong.
Yeah. And, well, I think that there's such this negative connotation, and this is where I think this comes from, and this is, we can get really deep into some, like,
hit me.
Feminine women studies stuff. Is men have always had to be the strong one.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of, you know, recognizing that women have emotions and that we can have feelings, we're now being taught to be strong. Be like a man.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I want to be like a woman.
Yes.
Like,
oh my gosh, that speaks.
There's so much validity in women. We don't have to be,
that's what, like, makes so great.
We don't have to be masculine if we don't want to be masculine. And mm-hmm. we've been told, like, oh no, you got to be strong. Got to be like, no, why don't you just respect me for the fact that I have emotions? And so that's another thing too, that, like, if you're going through stuff, you might have a really good friend who has, like, all the best intentions, who is like, you need to be strong for yourself. It's like,
or you're so strong.
Yeah, like, sometimes you don't want to hear that. And so I think that also as a friend, you have to recognize, like, you gotta just, like, listen to the other person. And sometimes it's not very healthy to just tell someone to shut up and not think about it.
Yeah.
Even though you mean the best intentions to be strong, be, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. Sometimes it's not.
Sometimes it takes a lot of strength to be vulnerable.
Ugh.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And just be like, okay, I'm just going to feel this in the moment and just take it head on mm-hmm. and everything like that.
Completely.
But that's a big one, I think, is just like, be a man, rub some dirt on it.
Right.
Name that movie. She's the Man.
Oh.
She's the Man. She's the Man with Amanda
Bynes.
I love that movie so very much.
What a movie.
It really is great. But yeah. It's just so much is like, get over it. Move on. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you're such a girl. You're so, like, you, so emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something about sales. Emotion is a technique for sales. Selling emotionally, emotional sales. You mm-hmm. get them invested emotionally, not like physical or like sexual. That's not what I'm talking about. It's like when you see something and you really want it, you picture yourself doing it. That's emotional.
Mm-hmm.
You make a friendship, that's emotional. That's mm-hmm. really powerful. Mm-hmm. A lot of men cannot sell emotionally.
Absolutely.
That's what makes women so amazing. And mm-hmm. so there's a lot of good things that come from being emotional.
Absolutely.
And not letting emotions run your life, but like being able to feel them.
Completely. Allowing yourself to feel them.
Because, like, that's what we're, I mean, me personally, this might be a very personal thing to say, but mm-hmm. I feel like we're on this earth to make decisions, feel things, live a life.
To experience it.
Yeah, you want to experience it, so.
And that's part of the human experience, is literally feeling emotions.
Yeah, serial killers, yeah, they don't feel emotions. That's why they kill people.
Correct.
Don't be that. A serial killer.
Yeah.
And on this episode today...
How to not be a serial killer is what we're going to name it.
you might be a serial killer if.
But I think another thing that we also wanted to talk about, and I think that I am really bad about this.
Hit me.
Because it's all about, you know, I love some self-help, girl.
I love some self-help.
And I love some positive thoughts, and I love some affirmations. That is my jam. But sometimes when we're feeling sad, or when we're feeling angry, or when we're feeling out of control, we immediately go to there because we don't want to think about how we're feeling.
We turn on Rachel Hollis and like, how do I fix it?
Seriously, we try to fix everything immediately. Like, I'm sad today because, you know, this, this, and this. And yep. Instead of just saying, I am sad, we literally look in the mirror and we stare at ourselves and we're like, I am happy. I am wonderful. This day is great.
Pep talk.
Pep talk yourself to death. And sometimes you can't immediately go to that place. Now, do I love affirmations and I love positive thinking? Yes, girl. I will talk about it till I'm blue in the face. But sometimes, like, there's a time and a place for it.
Yeah.
You got to use it when you're ready for it.
And you got to identify, like, how you're feeling, you
know? Absolutely.
Like, man, I am sad. Okay, why am I sad? What's making me sad? Like, go through all the things, you know?
You have to.
And then you can come back to, it's okay that I'm sad.
Mm-hmm.
And moving on, I'm going to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm a happy person who's having a sad emotion right now.
Yes.
I think that's fair.
Totally. Yeah, like, that's such a great way to put it. I am a happy person who is having a sad emotion.
Yeah.
Ugh. You know what are two good movies that I think everyone should watch?
Please.
If they want to learn about emotional suppression.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe not learn about it, but really get in tune and visualize it. And you're going to make fun of me.
I know what one you're going to say.
You know, can we say it at the same time? One, two, three.
I can't think of the name. Is it a cartoon?
One's a cartoon.
Okay.
We'll say that one first. One, two.
I don't remember the name. It's just she has all the emotions in her head.
Inside Out.
Thank you. Yeah.
So, yeah. Because Inside Out is all about, I don't know if you've seen the movie or not.
Yes.
But there's like emotions that live in this little girl's brain.
And they're all like colorful and
correct. So there's like happy, sadness, anger, disgust, and fear.
Yes, she's so cute.
And so happy was like the first, because it's like you're a baby, you're born, you're happy, whatever, here's your like natural state. And then sadness comes in because it's like babies start crying, whatever. And so all of these emotions as this girl's growing are all getting combined into her head, and happy is literally the entire movie. Her job in this little girl's brain is to keep her happy, is to, like, if something bad happens, she immediately throws in, like, a memory of, like, a happy time, or, like, tries to do this. And as mm-hmm. she's growing and learning more complex emotions,
it's called puberty.
Totally. Like, happiness is learning that sometimes in order to be happy, you have to, like, sit and feel the sadness. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm gonna start crying because it's such a good movie. I'm thinking about the last scene. It makes me cry every time. But it's all about, like, sometimes when we feel sad, if we ignore it, we can never get to the truly happy place.
Yeah.
Because we've not dealt with it. We've not sat and taken some breaths and been like, you know what? I'm upset right now. And, like, I just am sad. And I just want to be sad right now. And it's almost like, if you've ever, like, woken up and you just have, like, nervous energy, and not for any certain reason, sometimes I wake up, if I have, like, a panic attack or something, or I have, like, some mm-hmm. sort of, like, nervous thing that's not because of any thoughts in my head, just, mm-hmm. like, a literal, like, chemical imbalance,
mm-hmm.
sometimes I have to go, like, take a run, and you just mm-hmm. gotta work through it and, like, work it out, and once you work it out, you can go back to being normal. It's kind mm-hmm. of, like, you have to really, like, instead of me sitting down and trying to breathe through it and, like, zen, zen it out of my body. Sometimes you just gotta work through it.
Yeah.
Like, sweat it out mentally.
My pop always said, like, he, I can't remember how he said this or something. He was sick one day, like, with the flu, and he's like, you gotta have the bad days to appreciate the good days.
Ugh.
You know, you gotta, when you're sick, it helps you appreciate when you're healthy.
Yes. Every time I have a hangover, I'm like, yesterday was the best day of my life because I felt normal. Yeah. Every time. Oh. Your grandpa is so smart.
I know. He's a genius.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's a good one. And you know what is another good movie? And you're going to be like, obviously you had mentioned this, you freaking nerd.
Hit me.
Captain Marvel.
How did I?
Oh my God. The whole movie is about emotional suppression. And then when she finally starts to feel her emotions, she becomes the most powerful superhero in the Marvel universe.
I love her.
Such a good movie. But it's true. I mean,
there's power in emotion.
There is power
in emotion. Well, and it's not just like, I'm angry, so I'm going to be angry. It's like noticing that there's power in being happy. There's a power in being sad. There's a power in being angry. There's a power in all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And like feel it out. Deal with it.
Especially because if you start to deal with it, you can start figuring out why you're feeling that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times we know, like, okay, I just got broken up with. I'm sad. I'm going to sit and deal with it. Like, yeah. Let's say you're dealing with it in a healthy way. Then you start, instead of ignoring it, you start thinking like, okay, well, am I sad because, you know, my vanity? Do I not want this person to be with anyone else and that's why I'm sad? Yeah. Or am I really sad because I'm going to miss them? Am I really going to miss them? Like,
yeah.
You start to work through it and you can start to overcome these emotions because mm-hmm. you're sitting and actually dealing with them.
Well, that's one thing I do with work. I'm like, why am I procrastinating doing this?
Mm-hmm.
What is the purpose of me procrastinating? Is it because the outcome? Is it because during what I don't like?
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, I'm putting off doing this task for a reason, mm-hmm. and I need to identify what the reason is so I can stop procrastinating.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
yeah.
That's one.
Absolutely it is.
I think this was the last one that we had talked and read about was finding the spiritual / silver lining in things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is all, like, everything happens for a reason. I agree. But don't use that to overwrite what's happening.
Absolutely.
To be like, this is a horrible thing, but everything happens for a reason. Yeah, honey, it does. But why is it? What are you learning from this?
Mm-hmm.
How is this affecting you down the road? Mm-hmm. Not just be like, it's happening because it was destiny, or God did this because, or this is what he wants. Well, yeah, but why? Why does he want it this way?
Right.
You know, why is this a silver lining? So mm-hmm. don't just say it to cover it, because I think that can be like putting a Band-Aid on a cancer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like a temporary fix.
Completely.
So you can try to rationalize what's going on. It's like, well, everything happens for a reason, so this is what it is.
Oh, yes. And when you try to rationalize bad things that happen, mm-hmm. of like why they happen, you're literally not dealing with the emotion. You're just trying to create an excuse and throw it in another direction.
Which I think is a big reason what's going on today.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's easy to just, like, rationalize other people's behavior
mm-hmm.
and not address it head on and mm-hmm. just, like, walk away from it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so much easier.
Yeah.
It's easier to side with one side versus look at both sides.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to hang out with people that just have the same viewpoints.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to be quiet.
Yeah.
It's just easier.
Because when we do that too, we have no blame ourselves. Right. So we're not doing any inner work.
Exactly.
It's like when you do things that are easy, you're literally not changing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like when you're at the gym and you're just like, I'm going to do bicep curls with 10-pound weights for a year. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
I got you.
Now, when you pick up that 15 for the first time, is it going to be hard? Yeah. You're not going to like it. But guess what? After, like, a month, you will get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you're challenging yourself, when you're doing hard stuff, when you're dealing with things, you're changing.
Yep.
And hopefully for the better.
Hopefully.
Not for the worst. Let's hope you're taking it in a positive way.
So now that we've addressed, I think mine is definitely numbing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big number.
Yeah.
But like I'll come back to this later, which is a technique that can be used if used properly to come back and address the feeling.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
because sometimes like when you're at work and you're about to go into a meeting, like, you have to keep your shit together.
You really do.
You know what I mean?
Like you can't just be like, I'm sad and everybody's there and I'm going to quit.
Correct.
You can't do.
Yes. But no, it's something you can come back to later.
Yes.
Like that afternoon or that evening or whatever. Yes.
Yeah, but that's one of, is my mom has always taught me about journaling. That's always been a big thing. Mm-hmm. And I look back at, like, my old journals.
I do all the time and they are embarrassing.
Very embarrassing. Yeah. I have one in my closet and it is hidden away because it is, anyways, they're great. It's good material. Great content.
Mm-hmm.
But just writing everything down, everything that you're feeling, you don't have to make sense of it, you don't have to read it later, you don't have to share it with anybody, you can burn it. It's just to get rid of it so you can transfer all that onto something tangible,
mm-hmm,
and something physical and just get it out.
Yes. Empty the tank.
Empty
the tank.
Empty the tank. I love that.
Yeah.
Empty the emotion tank. Like, write until there's, like you said, every emotion you can. If you have to double do it, that means it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like sad, angry, if you don't feel blah, 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 blah. Like, just write it. You don't even have to spell it. Like, forget your handwriting. Forget your penmanship. Forget that you even have to read it. Channel your inner doctor with the horrible handwriting and just write it.
Yes.
Get it out. Like, word vomit.
Yes.
Just get it out. Like, because at the end of the day, it's your physical body and your spiritual body all in one, and you need to honor her or him.
Mm-hmm.
And just get it out.
You do.
So I think that's a good way to healthy address the feelings until, and literally when I say write everything, I mean, mm-hmm, until there's nothing else to write on the page.
Yeah. And this is hard stuff. Like, this isn't stuff that we need to be like, oh my gosh, like, I'm going to go home and I'm, instead of like eating a whole pizza, I'm going to journal. Like, which sounds more fun? Eating a whole pizza, obviously. But yeah, like,
actually,
yeah. Like, doesn't that sound great? But this is stuff that we have to consciously think about. And I think you were talking earlier about something that I thought was freaking genius and amazing is whenever we're doing these techniques, when we're, mm-hmm, you know, doing these numbing techniques or we're, mm-hmm, you know, overdoing something, it's easy for us to recognize that we're doing it and tell ourselves, you know what I should be doing? Is I should be journaling. You know what I should be doing?
Oh my gosh, yes.
I should be really dealing with this sadness.
The power of should. I should. It's a guilt. It's like
It is a guilt.
If you're making a promise to something and someone else other than yourself.
Correct.
And it is a burden.
Mm-hmm.
An unnecessary burden.
Absolutely.
I should clean. I should cook. I should be a better wife. I should be a better friend. I should save money. Mm-hmm. I should go grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I should vacuum. I should go on a walk. I should exercise.
You're talking down to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time.
You're putting a weight, like, yes, one more thing to do. One more. It's like, I literally, when I'm telling you this, I picture buckets on my feet, and every time I say something I should do, concrete or
literally,
rocks.
I feel like a brick is adding on both of my shoulders every single time I tell myself I should do something.
Like, I should paint. I should.
So,
tell the people
what you should start saying to yourself. I just used that phrase. Wow, I hate it. So,
what you can do
is instead of saying I should clean my house,
mm-hmm,
you can say, you know what? If I wanted to, I could clean my house.
Mm-hmm. If I really wanted to go shopping, I could.
Yeah.
If I really wanted to clean my house, I could. If I really wanted to do the dishes, I could do that.
If I really wanted to journal right now, I could.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even just listen to that phrase. Doesn't it just make you feel like,
it?
Dang, I could.
It makes me feel better.
It makes me feel...
Oddly enough, it's very satisfying.
Literally, the whole time we kept saying should, I felt like a little bit of anxiety. Same.
It was like,
I really felt anxiety. Yeah. But now, like, saying that, it's almost like you're challenging yourself, but in a really positive,
yes,
way of saying, you know what? If I wanted to go work out right now, I could. And I know I could because I'm a bad bitch.
Yep.
And then you're like, dang, I'm going to go work out right now, actually, because I know I can.
Yes, exactly. And the other thing, when it comes to money, when there's something that you want to do and it's like expensive and makes you feel some kind of way, be like, I'm too broke or that's too expensive. Stop, mm-hmm, saying that and say, if I really wanted to, I could. If,
yes,
I really wanted to buy those, I could. That doesn't mean that I'm going to or that I have to, or that it's out of my realistic realm. It's,
mm-hmm,
I mean, you probably could find the money to come up with what you wanted to buy or,
yep,
what you wanted to invest in.
Absolutely.
You could probably come up with a large chunk of the change necessary, or, mm-hmm, if not all of it.
Yeah.
But you probably not the best idea, but you could if you wanted to.
That is what, that's one thing that I remember when we had Jamie King on, she was talking about like all the things that we tell ourselves we can't do and all the things that we say like, oh, I could never do that because blah, 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 blah. I can't do this because blah, 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 blah. No, actually, like, you could, like, that's what, like, we were talking about, like, when I used to be an actor and what I morally would or wouldn't do. And she was like, well, if you wanted to be in, like, an A-list movie, you could. And I'm like, no, whatever. And she's like, no, Lee, think about it. You go to a bar, you go become a prostitute, find someone to sleep with, you could do it. But are you willing to do that? Would you do that? If you wanted to do that, you don't want to do that. So that's, she was like, I'm trying to explain to you that if you wanted to do it, you could, but you are not going to because that is not something morally that you want to do. So like, could I buy a $1 million house? Yeah, I probably could. Like, let's, if I became a drug dealer and made millions of dollars, I could. Where, but am I going to? When there's a will, there's a way. So it's like, but just saying like, oh, like, I can't do that, I can't do that. It's like, no, you actually could, but you're choosing not to because that's not something that you're morally willing to do. And you need to have dignity in that and recognize that you don't want to do that because you are awesome and you have, you uphold yourself to a standard that is not going to let you do that. Well, and that's more positive than being like, oh, I'm never going to get this. It's like, no, you could get it, but you don't want to because that's going to make you feel even worse.
Well, and what I really like about this too is it's, it helps you identify who you are as a person.
Yes.
Which,
inward reflection.
Yes, which is really amazing because it's like, okay, what do I really, if you like sit there like, what are my values? What do I really like? What do I really, like, you got to step back and not look at your friends, not look at your significant others, not look at your family. What does Lee want? What does Chelsea want? What makes me happy? Guess what I've learned about myself? I don't like being in uncomfortable temperatures.
Right.
And it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't like to be hot and sweaty.
Me either. And
so it's okay.
I hate being hot.
Very much so love the air conditioning. It's okay.
Totally.
Like, I don't have to be like, well, I was from Wyoming and I'm tough and I'm a cowgirl. Well, I never actually was ever a cowgirl.
But just forget like, you know, that I said that. In general.
In general. Like, people are like, well, you're from Wyoming. Can't you handle it? And I'm like, well, I moved from Wyoming for a reason.
I am gone from that place. Thank you. Thank
And that was like literally 10 years ago. So that's a decade. That's actually a lifetime for some people, unfortunately. So yeah, no, that's no longer what I am accustomed to.
Totally. Yeah.
So it's identifying like what you like is a big part of life.
It truly
is. And being able to be like, I don't like that. I don't want that. Or, yes, I want that.
Yeah, and look at how much self-discovery you just did because you dealt with something. Look at that.
Yeah.
I mean, you discover so much about yourself and what you are willing to do and what you aren't willing to do.
I think that's why moms are so freaking clutch.
Ugh.
Because they take on so many people's things.
What? Like, sentence you just said.
Like, I was watching this thing the other day and she's like, I'm 28 and I just made my very first doctor's appointment. And then that leads me to think, I was like, because she said her mom did it for her. And I was thinking like, all the things that your moms do for you.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I've been setting my appointments for a very long time.
Well, yeah.
Shame on you.
Yeah, it's fine.
But no shame. I don't throw shame.
So. No shame.
But it's just like taking that on. When you accomplish something, like when I set an appointment, I'm like, I'm a grown up. I paid my car today. I got this. I did my work today. Like,
yeah.
That, like, I'm trying to think of, like, when I procrastinate, it's like I push it off and I put it off and so much anxiety builds from putting it off and then I suppress it and then I, like, have a situation that's very worse versus, like, when I actually do it, I feel so good about what I did. I feel so accomplished. I feel on top of the world. I'm happier. I tend to do more things versus, like, I really don't want to do that and before I know it, I'm just, like, wasting the whole entire day.
Yeah.
Because I'm not suppressing. I'm like, you know what? This is due. I've got to do it. And I deal with it. And I feel like a boss. And I handle it.
Yeah.
So if you're numbing, if you're overdoing it, if you're looking for the grass is greener on the other side, moving on quickly, if you're being so strong that you're too strong, if you're only trying to cover up what this is meant to be, if you're trying to pep talk yourself out of emotions, you are emotionally suppressing, and this is a time when emotions need to be dealt with and understood, mm-hmm. and you can do a lot of that work all on your own, sis.
Absolutely. You can, and you will.
And if you really wanted to, you're able to.
Because, Amer, I can.
I just got it.
The end. That's the narrow episode today.
Hi, Amer, I can. Oh, that's great.
Thank you. I was like, Amer,
Amer. Oh, got it.
Yeah.
But anyways, we hope you guys have a really, really wonderful week. Remember Absolutely. To feel and deal.
Mm-hmm.
Be you. Take it head on. You can do this.
You absolutely can.
You got this.
Yeah.
If in the midst of everything going on, a world pandemic, a revolution,
mm-hmm.
a life, like literally we're writing textbooks for our kids in the future to read about what happened in 2020 and the craziness.
Oh, absolutely.
Here is, okay, I gotta say one thing.
Yes.
Before I wrap it up.
Cool.
This thing, it was like, when you think about the past, like, with the Nazis and slavery and all these things that mm-hmm. are horrible, 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 and you think, like, who would I have been in these situations? You're in a situation to be the person that you think that you would have been in then.
Ugh.
So, I'm gonna end on that note. Because you are literally able to change lives and make history right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit easier than it normally would be.
Mm-hmm.
And so, now's your time.
This is the time to be the person who you thought you wanted to be.
And who you say you would have been.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to sit in that.
Sit in it. Feel and
That's
deal.
That's great.
Feel and deal.
Feel and deal with that.
Amazing. Yes. Anyway, so that is the conclusion of this week's episode.
But it brings us hustle. To the end. Yay. Yeah. Thank you all for tuning in.
We appreciate you. Please rate us, review us, subscribe to us, like us.
Please like us. Please like me. For the love of God, I just need someone to like me. Yeah, do it, and we'll be back next week with another amazing episode. We'll
Bye. Bye.
News, laws, and regulations are changing by the day. We get it. And at ADP, we're here to help guide you with up-to-the-minute compliance expertise so you can pay your people accurately and on time, regardless of what each new day may bring. Learn more at ADP.com.